And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host today. Our Tony Bush is out and about again today. But I will be having a special guest host with me today. I've got Mr. Tom DeLugopolsky, or Tom D, as we know him at SCORE, is going to be helping out today. Tom, good to have you here.
Good morning.
Okay, we're going to just start a little bit, talk about SCORE, and then I'm going to get back to you, Tom, because I'd like to have you introduce yourself to people, too, and let everybody know a little bit more about you, what you do in SCORE. But first of all, I'd like to remind everybody about SCORE and what we do overall. For those of you who are aware, SCORE is a nonprofit organization. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. We are an affiliate of the SBA, or Small Business Administration, and our chapter here in the Fox Cities is made up of 46 volunteers right now. We cover an 8-county area all the way through Green Lake, Washera, Marquette, Fond du Lac, Calumet, Winnebago, Waupaca, and Outagamie counties. It took me a while to memorize that. But anyway, we do cover 8 counties, and we offer services to our clients to help them be successful in startup or in existing businesses. So if you're thinking of starting a business, you have an idea, you want some help, you've been in business for a number of years, have hit a wall and have problems, or you're looking possibly even for a continuation where you're going to be exiting strategies for leaving the business, we have experts in all of those fields that can work with you to help you be successful, because that's our goal, is to have you be successful. In helping us do that, as I said, Tom D is one of our chapter mentors. Tom, can you just tell us a little bit what your expertise is and how you got stuck with SCORE?
Well, I got expertise in mostly manufacturing and finance, quality management systems, continuous improvement systems, lean systems, Six Sigma, et cetera.
Okay.
Most of the background activities, though, that I have center around my financial background, mm-hmm. and the clients that I seem to get assigned are in those areas of need.
Okay.
SCORE got introduced to me 20 years ago when my wife and I decided that we wanted to go into business, and we attended SCORE Simple Steps back in Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay.
And it helped us launch our consulting business, which we still operate today, but on a much limited activity than we did back 20 years ago.
Okay. Well, Tom, so you worked on both sides of the table with SCORE.
Indeed, in that regard. When we talk about sides of the table, I'm also a secretary of the group and fill in as a treasurer during the winter months.
Yeah, just an all-around handyman that does some great stuff for us. Okay, Tom, we'll get back to your expertise when we'll be talking to our guest this morning, because our guest is going to be Steve Cools, and Steve is vice president of the Business Lending Group. So we'll be able to talk about some of those financial areas and how those affect things. The other thing I want to mention real quickly about what's going on with SCORE is you mentioned the Simple Steps program. We are starting a new Simple Steps program. For those of you who are not aware, Simple Steps is a 5-session class. It is about 15 hours on business, how to start your business, what's involved in a business plan, all the various things that you need to know as far as getting going with your business. The first program is going to be on July the 16th. It's going to be held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton. That's at 210 West College Avenue. The program starts at 8 o'clock in the morning and runs all the way through until about 12:30, includes breakfast, coffee, and lunch, all for $25. The program is basics. It is involved with what does it take to start a business, what do I have to know, what do I have to do, and so on, what the lifestyle is like, and also some of the things about the different types of businesses, LLCs, S-Corp, C-Corps, various things like that, what should I be when I grow up kind of questions, to give you a real basic idea of is it really for me to become a entrepreneur? The next four programs are specific programs dealing with areas of your business plan. They will be on July 23rd, July 30th, August 6th, and August 13th. Now, each one of those are going to be at Fox City's Chamber office in the lower area there, and they run from 6 in the evening till 9 in the evening. And again, each is $25. You can either pay for all four at one time, or you can register for any one in particular as you go along, depending on what your needs are. The programs themselves, the second one is dealing with business concepts. Who's my market? How to identify them? What is my product and services? That type of thing. The third session will be on marketing, and we include also a speaker talking about social media and up-to-date information on that. The fourth session is the one, Tom, you're most excited about, and that's the financial projections. We do have one of our accountants who does that program for us. Also, we hand out a CD at that time, which contains templates for all of the different reports, different types of ratios, information that you need to be able to plan your business and maintain that business. So that in itself is well worth the cost of admission, is that template on that CD. The last one, as we find, is the one that's most interesting, and that is called Funding Sources, or Where Do I Get the Money? And we'll be talking to Steve about that a little bit later on in the rest of the program. So that is the sessions that we have coming up. They're $25 each, starting July 16th. And for information on that, we recommend you go out to the SCORE website, which is at www.foxcities.score.org. Take a look at the area for local programs, and you can register right there for the first one, and then for all four or any one of the rest of the programs there. Another update on one of the educational programs we have coming up, we will be doing a follow-up program for the Affordable Health Care Act program that we have done. That program is going to be coming up in September. It's scheduled for September the 17th. And will be held out at the Bordini Center. We will have more information on that coming up shortly. We will have the registration up on our website shortly also. But as a reminder, because that will bring us up to date at that time with many of the things that you're going to need to know for October and November when it comes to compliance, and also when it comes to re-registration, open enrollment, all of that type of thing, which will be coming due. So we hope that that program will be really helpful for you, and we'll ask you to kind of keep an eye on that one. It'll be coming up. It's targeted for September the 17th on the Affordable Health Care Act. So those are the programs we have coming at SCORE. Would like to take just a quick moment here to say thank you very much to the sponsors who help us bring you this program every week. Our sponsors include Albertson Hailing CPAs here in both Appleton and Green Bay, do an excellent job working with small businesses, helping you meet your accounting needs, tax preparation, financial planning, areas that they can help you with. So again, talk to those people if you need help with CPAs. We also have Epiphany Law, a boutique law firm here in the Valley that specializes in just the types of things that small businesses need, including registering like for your LLC or any other business types, but also all your operating agreements, your different planning and so on. The different things that you need to have your attorney take care of, Epiphany Law will be able to help you with those. Another sponsor we have, of course, is Fox Communities Credit Union. Fox Communities is there for you with business lending, but it's also there for the business needs that you have as far as your other accounts, different financial products that you need. They've been a very good sponsor with us for a number of years. Next, we also want to mention eBiz Results. They're the ones who put together the website that we have for the BizTalk program. And again, if you go out there, there's a lot of excellent information on that website, and that is biztalkwithscore.com. And finally, want to mention the Business News, an outstanding publication here in the New North area, covers approximately 10 counties, and all of the news as far as the different businesses that are going on, Chamber of Commerce activity, economic development activity, in other words, the things you as a business person need to know in the Fox Cities. Excellent publication, $20 a year for the subscription. We definitely recommend that you get that. And again, thank you to all of our sponsors. They're the ones that make it possible for us to present the program. So with that said, I am going to take a short break here. We will be back in just a minute or two with our guest. And remind you that this is the BizTalk radio show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Good morning again, and welcome back to the BizTalk radio show. As I said, my name is Randy Melzer. I'll be your host today. We have a guest host, Tom D. from SCORE is with us today. And our guest today is Steve Cools. Steve is the vice president from the Business Lending Group. Steve, good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate being here.
Okay, just a quick reminder, too, to people, if you want to call in, we do have lines you can call. If you have questions about lending or about SCORE, you can reach us here at 281-1150 here in Appleton, or on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. So please, if you have any questions, give us a call. We appreciate that. Well, to get started, though, Steve, you're vice president of the Business Lending Group. Can you tell us who that is and what's your job there?
Absolutely. Hey, thanks. I've been now at Business Lending Group for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
That group was originally started in 1999 because three credit unions said, we want to do commercial lending, but we want to share the successes and maybe the costs too.
Sure.
You know, of that venture. And so from there, we've grown that. We're now just over $350 million in assets.
Okay.
And all in our backyard, or predominantly in our backyard, you know, Green Bay, you know, Appleton, Oshkosh, you know, we're the community lender out there.
Good.
So we're part of the family, though. I mean, we have a unique situation in that we're part of the family with our four credit unions. You know, if there's a Thanksgiving dinner, we got a seat at the table, you know, and so with Pioneer Credit Union in Green Bay, Fox Communities Credit Union in Green Bay,
Fox Community is our sponsor here, so that's one of the reasons we've got you on the air here.
Yeah, and Fox in Appleton, Prospera in Appleton, Citizens First in Oshkosh, and also in Fond du Lac, and you know, we just enjoy working with them and the relationship we share back and forth.
Okay, now you service how large an area?
We really try and limit, you know, credit unions differ from banks in that they've got to stay within what's called their field of membership.
Okay.
And their field of membership are typically defined by counties. And so, you know, you talk about, you know, things like buying local and staying local.
Sure,
credit
sure.
unions can't actually do anything other than local.
Right.
I mean, so they're just a natural fit. So we try and stay, or we have to stay really predominantly in, you know, Door County, Brown County, Wapaka County, Outagamie County, Winnebago County, Fond du Lac County.
Okay.
And then there's a couple other there that kind of stretch in, but the majority of what we do fits in those counties.
Okay. And you do offer all various types of commercial lending.
Pretty much anything you can get anywhere. Okay. Yeah.
We'll get into that when we get back from our next break. But now you said you've been with them for 10 years. Where are you located, and how would we get in contact with you?
Our main branch, or our main headquarters, is located 2350 North Casaloma. So the real easy thing is we're right next door to the Timber Rattler Stadium.
Oh, okay. Very
so
good.
Fortunately for me, my office looks over the new front of the Timber Rattler Stadium. So I actually have a pretty good view.
Great.
But if you're looking for us, we're right next door, and so we're kind of easy to find.
Okay, and the phone number to reach you at?
920-882-8400.
All righty.
And then I'll get us the front desk, Vicky, is our wonderful receptionist, and,
okay.
and she'll get you wherever you need to go for the whatever questions you got.
Okay, and if people are interested in going, can they go through the credit union member also to get to you guys?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. yeah. In fact, the majority of our relationships come from the credit union, and that's because the relationship we enjoy with them is so seamless. Yeah, like I said, I was really only half kidding when I said when there's Thanksgiving, we got a seat at the table.
Right.
And so, you know, whether you come from the credit union side, say Fox Communities, through, say, Chris Allen, Don mm-hmm. Van Evenhoven, mm-hmm. Greg and Hilbert,
yep.
you know, any of these people, you know, they're going to stay involved in that. I mean, they're ultimately going to be the decision makers,
good.
You know, on where we go with that loan. And so we sit down as a group and get things done.
Okay, well, fine. We're talking to Steve Cools, who's the vice president from the Business Lending Group here in the Fox Cities. And we're going to take a quick break, be back, and go into a little bit more detail on what's going on with commercial lending. So with that said, this is the Biz Talk Radio Show on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Working for a living, working. And welcome back to the Biz Talk Radio Show here. I am Randy Melzer, and we are working with our guest today, Steve Cools. So hopefully you'll be able to work a little smarter instead of harder when it comes to especially the lending side. Steve is with the Business Lending Group. So I guess we got a couple questions. First of all, to start off with, types of customers. Who do you work with?
Pretty much anything, again, that, you know, any bank or any credit union would work with. We tend to do quite a bit of real estate lending.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, we really like where, you know, Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac are going. I mean, you know, we spent a lot of time researching, you know, those markets, comparing those markets to other markets, and we really like what we see in multifamily, retail, some of those, and then small business.
Okay.
And so, you know, across the board, I will admit we tend to be a little real estate based.
Okay.
Yeah. And we probably got some concentration there. But
okay. We had talked a little bit about that. Something the regulating has something to do with that particular direction too, a little bit now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you know, credit unions tend to be and are considered a little safer
mm-hmm.
than other types of financial institutions. And then part of the regulations kind of drive you to a little safer lending
okay.
from that perspective. And so it builds a little greater confidence in that industry.
Okay.
And it kind of all dovetails okay. together.
Any particular areas that you're seeing as far as industries, you know, what types of businesses and so on that you're running into?
Well, from the small business side, I think we're seeing it, I want to stop short of saying explosive, but there's a lot of interest in starting small business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if small business, from your perspective, is everything, you know, what we're seeing a lot of is some multifamily and
okay.
rental stuff.
Okay.
Where, you know, I think two things. One is there's a lot of language, and I find this interesting. So cut me off short if I
okay.
go long, because I've got to.
No, you got to keep going.
If you look historically, the average home ownership rate, anywhere from, was it 54 to 57, or I think maybe it's a little higher than that.
Okay.
The point here is that it spiked up, and we know that caused those issues.
Right.
And then it's come back down. I mean, that whole issue with the homeowner stuff
right.
was really a 2 to 3 percentage point increase
yep.
in the overall home ownership rate. But it got us to a level that was too high.
Yes.
Well, now there's been a strategic shift the other way,
mm-hmm.
where people are saying, the cost of home, what it's going to cost me to be a homeowner is I'm not going to make money.
Right.
It's how much I'm going to lose.
Right.
And so people are saying, I don't want to own a home, A, because it's more expensive, B, it ties me down,
mm-hmm.
and C, it's a matter of how much am I going to lose when I sell
right.
it.
Right.
And so they want to rent, and it's either individual homes, you know, multifamily, duplexes,
mm-hmm.
condos, those types of things. And so that's creating, I think that I've seen that industry really take off for the people that are in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that changing. I'll
yeah.
be honest. I've talked to other markets, Milwaukee, Madison. They're seeing, people are saying, look, I want to stay upward mobile. You know, I'm a younger person. I mean, help me out here, guys. But when I was a kid, It was, you graduate from college.
Yep.
How fast can I buy that home? How fast can I build that equity?
Right.
And
right.
and now people that are graduating college are saying, I want to rent that place because my next job might be in Milwaukee.
Right.
It might be in Madison. It might be in Portland.
Yeah.
And so I want to keep those options open.
Okay, Tom, you got a question?
Steve, don't forget, though, that we have a number of college graduates today that cannot find a job, mm-hmm. are forced to live with mother and dad, who are in their 50s. There's someplace they're living inside of that dwelling, be it basement or the attic. My point is that what you're saying about that mom and dad would like to go and, if you will, live in a condo or a rental apartment, the kids, and sometimes there's two or more, mm-hmm. the kids are forcing them to still stay back and not pursue that activity.
Yeah. But to my point, and that's a great scenario that says once that kid does find a job, mom and dad are going to take that broom and shoo that person right out of the house, and he's going to have to go find an apartment.
So what you're seeing then is a potential for rental commercial properties for both ends of the spectrum. The younger group, because of mobility and a need for jobs. The older group, like those of us with the extreme blonde hairdos like Tom and I have, looking for, again, some place where we have a limited amount of responsibility, more flexibility. We're not looking for the investment property anymore.
Yeah. No, you're looking for, you know, there's a lot of language on these kind of condo projects where, you know, I mean, we're still, you know, I want a piece of grass. I got to either see it, touch it, or be able to sit in it once in a while, but I don't want to mow it.
Okay. So those kinds of properties are becoming more and more prevalent.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that was the next point I was going to ask about a little bit. You know, I mentioned that SCORE is part of the SBA. SBA loans are one of the areas. You make those types of loans and other types of loans?
Yeah, absolutely. We love SBA. We make a number of SBA loans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about, I think, last time, but it's worth mentioning again. You know, this is a great marketplace right now, especially what, you know, I think the legal term is micro loans.
Yes.
But I consider $150,000 to be a lot of money.
Yep.
But anything $150,000 or less, all the fees are waived on both sides of the transaction as an inducement to get people both from the financial side, you know, the credit union side and the borrower side, to make that as affordable and as easy as possible. And so we fully support that, and we love to do, you know, more of those opportunities and check into that.
Okay.
During the hour here, we talked about membership. We have partnerships, and we have individuals. Do both partners or more than two or three people have to be members of a credit union in order to pursue a loan?
Great question. What our field of membership, the credit unions, again, have to have someone, just one person, who qualifies under the field of membership, or the collateral must rest in one of those counties I talked about. So you can even have a situation where your guarantors live in other parts of Wisconsin, but the business itself and the collateral rests in Outagamie County.
Okay. So that helps to be able to alleviate some of the problems with membership.
Yeah.
Great. All righty. When we're talking about SBA, just real quickly so people understand, the Small Business Administration, SBA, does not make loans in most cases. They do a couple of types, but most of those loans, they guarantee the loan, which is the part when we're talking about how that helps the borrower. And how does, you know, as far as you're concerned, what benefit does having an SBA guarantee help your borrower?
By definition, you cannot grant an SBA loan, or you cannot seek an SBA guarantee if you would otherwise grant that loan.
Okay.
So what SBA is saying, and what they're admitting is every loan that has an SBA guarantee would not have been done otherwise.
Okay. All right.
So, you know, I'm going to kind of maybe answer your question in a different way and say, you know, the SBA is basically saying, we only want you to use us when you otherwise would not grant that loan. And that's what we do. You know, we follow that regulation. So to look at it that way is to also say every single loan we have that's backed by an SBA is giving someone an opportunity to start a business who would have not otherwise had that opportunity.
Okay. Great package.
And so it kind of gets you, so, to take that another step, the SBA guarantee can get certain people over the hump that to get them approved and get them starting a small business. Like we talked about last time, Randy, I think even again was, you know, the small business drives, it's the backbone.
Right.
I mean, it's the backbone, it's the spine, it's the skeletal. I mean, it's
well, we've proven it. It's 75% of all new hires and employees are in businesses which are considered, quote, small businesses, usually any 10 or less employees.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very, very vital to the economy and, you know, a great situation that we have such a strong base of small businesses here in the Valley. Now, in addition to the SBA-style loans, what other types of loans do you make to commercial borrowers?
Well, we can do lines of credit. Equipment loans, truck loans. You need to buy a truck, semi. You know, we've done some of those. Agricultural loans, some farm lending.
Okay.
Like I said, you know, pretty much across the board. If you need it, we could probably help you out.
Okay. Tom,
Steve, could you give us an example if an individual comes to you, and we always talk in the banking system and lending systems that the potential borrower needs to have some of their own skin or money into the business. Is there any formula, for example, that says, okay, I got a $100,000 loan I want. You have to have 20% of your own to get this started.
You know, in talking about SCORE and SBA, I might just default to some of the 7A standards, my understanding of as to what the 7A is a program under SBA, or it's basically the umbrella program. It's really what every little micro program falls under.
Right.
Is what, you know, so when I say 7A, I'm really saying an SBA guaranteed loan.
Right.
Probably Randy's going to tell me when you start using, you know, your industry language, help us out here.
So, doing fine. I think everybody is familiar that there are the different types of SBA loans. And yes, 7A is pretty much the basic. So, from that, in answer to Tom's question, how much do I have to have? What percentage do I need?
And you absolutely got to have skin in the game.
Right.
You got to have skin in the game. We could probably spend 3 hours talking about that. Anywhere between 20 to 25%. But you're really going to want to take a look at, you know, if you take it past that, just that set number, you know, what are my soft costs to get up? What are my hard costs? You know, are there ways to, I mean, do I have to buy the real estate or can I rent? You know, you really want to probably get your capital outlay as low as possible on the front side. You know, not only because you want to save whatever money you do have for what comes down the line.
Startup costs
and that. So, you know, anywhere from 20-25 gets you in the game.
Okay.
And then you start evaluating what's your business, what are you trying to do, how are you trying to get there, and then, you know, what does the collateral mix look like? And some
so
of those
from Tom's example, if you're talking a $100,000 package, I'm going to need $20,000 to $25,000 to put into it. Can that be other than my own money? Can that come from other sources, or is that non-loaned money?
Yeah, I mean it's.
There's
hey,
always
thanks,
there's always,
Randy.
There's always friends, fools, and family out there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess. Thanks, Randy.
Yeah.
What I would say is, there's some flexibility in regards to that, and you want to get in and evaluate individually. What if I was starting a business, then it doesn't matter where the money comes from, provided the money is silent.
Yeah. Okay.
So it doesn't necessarily, from my perspective, if I'm starting a business, I want to have some money in. Because keep in mind, the more money you put in anyway, I mean, not only is it leverage and all that, it also decreases your break even point.
Mm-hmm.
The more you borrow, the more you got to make.
Correct. Yeah.
Because, you know, bank money's got P&I on it.
Principal and interest.
Silent money doesn't have anything on it. No principal or interest.
Right. Maybe.
Well, and
that's what I'm saying. Huh. And thank for making that point clear. Whatever you're bringing in, make sure it's silent.
Okay. And by silent, you mean there's no loan, no principal and interest payment required, nothing recorded that shows that this is borrowed funds.
Well, it can be recorded that it's borrowed funds. That's fine. I mean, I don't necessarily, from my personal perspective,
right.
But what it's got to be is, don't set yourself up to fail.
Yeah.
You know, so look, if you're, you know, the more you've got to pay people back, the more you've got to perform. And out of the gate, everyone knows it's tough. It's just so tough. So I'll give you an example. You say, well, I want to borrow $100,000. I'm going to borrow $80,000 from the bank, and $20,000 is from a loan shark type guy.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble because now he's going to want 20% plus some principal at some point. And so you've got to do that much more. And again, don't set yourself up to fail.
Right.
That 20%, if it's from Uncle Bob, and Uncle Bob says, hey, look, it's going to accrue at 5%, but I don't need any money for 5 years.
That's silent.
That's silent. That's, yeah, that works, you know.
Good example on that, yeah, which is what I was getting at, too, when I said, you know, because there are various ways or types of funding available we call gap funding, and that if you, you know, you have your money in it, and then you have some gap funds in it, and then you have the bank's money in it. If you're a little bit creative, you can find ways to get yourself in to the point where you're qualifying for borrowing.
Yeah, and from, again, my personal perspective, I don't have any problem if a family member or an investor friend, but just shut off those payments to that person to give you time to make that company successful.
And make sure that you really do have some of your own money in the game, too. You better plan on 10%, I would say. I usually recommend it.
More the better.
Yep.
Okay. Not gonna disagree with you on that one.
Okay. So didn't mean to put you on the spot there with that question, but that's something we always face as counselors is, you know, how much of my money do I have to have, and how much other money do I have, and where am I at? So very excellent answer. Appreciate that. Right now, I think we're at that point again. Bob keeps giving me this high sign. So I am going to take a quick commercial break here. We'll be back with Steve Cools, Vice President from the Business Lending Group, and Tom D., my co-host from SCORE. So once again, this is the Biz Talk Radio Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back once again to the Biz Talk radio show here. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. We have our guest today in the studio is Steve Cools, Steve Vice President from Business Lending Group, and also helping me grill Steve, I've got Tom D., one of our SCORE mentors here with me. So we've been having a lot of fun talking about the thing most everybody is fascinated about, and that is, where do I get the money for my business? And obviously Steve's group is one of the people that you want to know and talk to. Just as a quick area, where do you see things going, Steve, as far as the interest rates, as far as activity and so on? We've been in a beautiful situation as far as the rates for the borrower. Where do you see things?
Yeah, and you know, as we talked about, we're in a very unusual situation. You know, those people that have seen more business cycles than me will tell you that it's unusual because we're seeing not just the first year, but maybe the second or third year of economic prosperity, which economic prosperity normally comes with higher interest rates to curb inflation and those types of things. But job growth hasn't picked up, but now it has. You know, from what I remember, the Fed's come out and said, basically, next year we're stop supporting the interest rates on mortgages. You know, we're going to let those just go. And we see continued concern from inflation. My borrowers that really pay attention to that, because the interest expense is a high number as a percentage of their expenses, have come and said, as we want to lock as long as possible.
Okay.
And so, you know, we really like to the industry typically stays 5 years or less. But even if you're 2 years into that fixed rate that you did 2 years ago, you may want to consider redoing that again.
So expanding it out for an additional five.
Well, yeah, to take it from today for five. Yeah. Even if the rate that you're locking in today is higher, I mean, like if you locked 2 years ago, you're going to come at renewal in three.
Okay.
And, you know, look at what is that market going to look like? What's it projected to look like right now? Last thing I saw is 10 years of strong economic prosperity, and that floating rate's going to pop up. When that floating rate pops up, that if that floating rate pops up 50 basis points, and so that's, you know,
half a percent,
a percent, you might see that 5 year pop up 2 to 3 times that amount.
Okay, so
1.5, 2%. Okay. So when
when that moves, that's too late.
Yeah, you know, it goes back to when I was doing mortgages, and people would say, you know, we're at 3.5. You know, should I wait to see if I can get 3.48? I said, when it moves and it goes up, it won't move up a point. Okay. It'll move up 10, 15, 50.
Okay. Well, I got two quick questions for you. Number one, how do we get in touch with you to find out what rates are, what you can do at the Business Lending Group to help our customers?
Contact me or contact Business Lending Group at 882-8400.
Okay.
Or go to Fox Communities Credit Union, Citizens First Credit Union. Talk to Chris Allen, Don okay. Van Evenhoven. Heck, you see Greg Hilbert, the president in the streets. Okay. Say, Greg, how can you help me out? They'd love to answer your questions and then send them to us, and we'll get you all set.
Okay. And as we hear the bumper music coming in, we do always ask our guests for a biz tip. That's your little bit of wisdom to our customers, clients out there. What is your biz tip for the day?
It's kind of a two-part biz tip. First of all, keep your business local as much as possible. Use your neighbors, use your friends, use your credit union.
Right.
Second part is really do take a look at where your interest rate is, where that, not only what your rate is, but when that's maturing, when that's popping off, because you really might want to consider stretching that out and getting you past that three-year horizon, maybe 5 years into the future.
Okay, so pay attention and pay local.
There you go.
All right. Tom, do you have something yet?
Thank you for the opportunity of co-hosting with you this morning.
All right. It's always a pleasure. And Tom's going to be on in a few weeks, taking over again when Tony and I are going to be gone for a while. So
July 19th.
He's getting some experience on the air here with us. I want to thank you again this morning. We've had Steve Cools, Vice President of Business Lending Group, here as our guest. And this is the Biz Talk Radio Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.